keep it, cause it's the best secret. I rock a vest, prestigious, Cuban link, flooded Jesus. Intellects watching Kathy Lee and Regis. My actions are one with the seasons. A tech squeezing, executioner, wintertime I rock a fur. Mega popular, center of attraction, climaxing. My bitches, they be laughing. They hop from sniffing coke off a 20 sit Andrew Jackson. City lights spark a New York night. Rossi and Martini sipping. Sergio Ticini flipping. Mad pies, low price. I blow dice and throw them. 45 by my scrotum. Manifest the do or die slogan. My niggas rolling 10
hey,
M3s.
Welcome.
20 guards popping.
Welcome, everybody. The Three Guys On, sort of, in a certain way, podcast. No Randolph, but I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Tim Miller.
And over here to my right, we have
Mike Eltringham.
Mike Eltringham playing the part of Randolph tonight.
That's right.
His understudy.
To much acclaim. I even shaved my head for this.
Yeah.
And I am wearing glasses, so there you go.
Yeah, a lot of short haircuts in here today.
A lot of shaved heads going on.
A lot of shaved
on.
Heads. Tim has gone that route a little bit.
I went that route. Got tired of the receding hairline, so I decided to go ahead and see how it looks.
That's what my brother did. That's how you do it, man. Just
cut it off, man. What are you holding on to?
Yeah.
What are you going to push? Just going to push that forehead.
Well, you don't want... It depends on the head.
Yeah.
Like some people... Like, remember Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
Like he has... Some dudes have that head that's got like ridges all over it.
Yeah, Shane Battier.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like they have cornrows,
yeah.
But they have no hair on their head.
Yeah. Yeah. What is that?
I don't know. I guess it's a type of head because some people just have it.
Yeah, it's and it's, so if you're like a pinhead, like you have like a weird shaped head, then it won't matter. But like I don't understand why any guy with just a normal size head would opt for like the George Costanza look over shaving his head.
Just right. Shave it
just
off,
looks
man.
Stupid. I feel like.
Yeah, I don't get the whole. The cul-de-sac where it kind of just goes up. What is that shit?
That just immediately emasculates a guy.
Yeah.
You see that guy and you're like, oh, he's a fucking loser.
Yeah. Just or buy a toupee and try to fake us out.
Yeah.
But
well, you know, I guess the only person, like David Cross had that look at a pretty young age.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
And it didn't seem to look bad on him
yeah.
for whatever reason. I guess maybe his head is shaped where that doesn't look that bad.
I guess.
But yeah, most people, because it does make you look older usually too.
Right.
And you don't want to look older.
It may be a hard decision for white guys because you also have the added like stigma of the bald-headed white guy.
Yeah,
and
that's
also
true.
In general, yeah. Most black guys can pull off a shaved head better than most white guys.
I guess so.
That's true. Yeah.
You know, I never realized how many there were until I did. I cut mine, and then I'm like, they're fucking everywhere now.
Yep. Yeah, but it's something about the skin color or the shape of the head or something. It does look better on black dudes, but you know, some white guys can pull it off all right.
Yeah, some white guys too.
You know what white guys do?
They have to be kind of darker.
They do the "I'm going to shave my head and grow a beard" or grow a goatee look. That's a big white guy move.
Yeah,
where it's like I'm just going to transfer hair from one part of my face or one part of my head to a different part of my head.
Right.
Yeah, I do think bald with a goatee is an odd look.
It's a very common look.
Yeah.
It's almost like I know I can probably think of five or six people I know that have that look.
It's like supervillain.
It depends on the goatee too. If you like grow it long and pointy,
yeah,
that you look like you're sinister. You know,
yeah.
Like you have you're up to
no
something.
Good. You're gonna kill Superman.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if I would shave my head. I'd probably just. I don't know. I'd see how it looked first with the old horseshoe or whatever.
If you shaved your head, would you keep the goatee? Because I feel like the goatee is like that's the trademark Andy Klein look to
right.
me.
Right. I've had that for years.
That's
right.
Since I've known you.
Yeah.
I know you haven't always had it, but that's all I know you.
I've had it for. Probably like 15 years.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know that I could get rid of it at this point.
No, you'd look completely different.
I mean, I grew a goatee
once. It's
actually
ingrained in your actual face.
Right. It won't go away. So it's,
you shave it and it grows right back.
Yeah, it's part of my face now. I grew a goatee for the first time like a few years before that.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it for a little while. And then when I shaved it, I had it for like a few months, maybe 6 months. And when I shaved it, I couldn't, I didn't recognize myself. Like, you can't remember how you looked, even though you have pictures of how you looked.
Yeah.
And so now, after this many years, I don't know that I could even, I mean, I would probably, if I was going to shave it, I would have to, like, I would trim it real short for a while first.
Start
just
out.
Just to get used to the idea.
Yeah.
And then I would get rid of it. It's My like wife wouldn't let me shave it either.
No?
No. She prefers it.
See,
so.
That's the other thing, too. You gotta, this, yeah. like, what I did was very drastic.
Yeah.
Because I had a lot of hair.
Yeah.
But in a certain part, And right. I had a certain style, the, you know, the black guy wavy hair style. And then I just said, yeah, I'm just going to cut it off. Yeah, yeah. Cut it off. Well, see, I'd have to clear it.
You'd have to clear it.
If I had a, maybe, what, a girlfriend of a year?
A significant other?
A month? Yeah. A girlfriend of a month, you get no say in how I look.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
We're getting to know each other.
Yeah.
I'm cutting my shit off if I want to cut it off.
But that's the whole reason I like you, hair.
I don't know if I like you anymore.
I dated a girl one time who... I went to visit her, this is back when I was in college. We were at different colleges, and so I went to visit her, and I grew a mustache just to goof with her, right?
Right.
And she literally wouldn't look at me until I shaved it. She's like, "You have to go upstairs and shave that." And she would not look at me.
The ironic mustache that people have.
Yeah, just as a joke.
Yeah.
And that's the only time I've ever had a mustache.
She was like, "No way."
She looked at me and she like covered her eyes. She was like, "That looks so creepy."
Wow.
Back to the last episode where we talked about creepy stuff. I shit.
Creeper.
That's all you have to say.
If you want to do something,
just say, "Hey, can you wash the dishes? It's creepy that you're not washing the dishes." He will wash the shit out of those
dishes.
I'm not creepy.
I'm not
creepy.
Stop it.
Stop creep shaming me.
I think, because
you know, some people, they change their facial hair like every 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like sometimes they have the goatee. Sometimes they grow the beard with it. Sometimes they get rid of the mustache, just the chin hair part.
Yeah.
I think even if I was to do variations, I'd probably have to clear it first.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't think she would care all that much, but I think I would probably like, "Hey, I'm thinking about trying it this way now," and just see what she says. Not that I'm like, I'm not one of those dudes from the commercials.
Yeah. Right.
Who's like, "I don't know anything. I'm dumb.
I'm a guy.
I'm a dumb.
I don't have a vagina. I'm stupid.
She does everything. I don't know how to do laundry. She does.
She does all the laundry. My clothes are clean now.
I was dirty and smelly. Not anymore."
It makes sense.
I'm a guy.
It makes sense to a degree because, like, if you're with someone all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then, yeah. I mean, you run it by them.
She has changed her hair and run it by me.
Yeah.
But I feel like if she, like, she grew a goatee. But like if,
yeah.
If she,
what do you think?
If she really wants it changed, I'm not going to stand in the way.
No, because I mean, it's ultimately about what makes the person feel good or whatever.
I wouldn't. And then I think if I was going to tell, like, "I'm shaving my goatee, I'm just, I'm sick of it," I think she'd probably say, "Don't." And then, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
It wouldn't really matter.
Yeah, get over it.
But like if it was extremely drastic, like, "I'm going to shave my head," I don't know. She might put the veto on that.
That's a drastic one.
Yeah. It is kind of a drastic move.
Yeah,
I've realized
the old no reason, shaving the head thing.
But also, it's like if you shaved your head, it would be drastic,
very drastic.
But like for me, like, I kind of have that. I'm pretty damn close to that right now.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's a little different. I feel like guys with more hair, it's like a bigger
jump. Deal.
Whereas guys with like less hair, it's like, all right, well, that's inevitable anyway. Like,
well, guys with more hair, once they start losing it, they start going shorter and shorter with the haircut.
Right.
Right.
And then it becomes like, well, you got it. It's like eventually they'll just shave. You're not losing that much.
Yeah.
Like, you look at like fucking Bill Burr, even. Like, you know, if you look at him from 10 years ago, he had a little bit of hair.
Yeah.
And then he started wearing it short for a while.
Yeah.
And now he's practically shaved head.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, he's going back and forth. I think he has hair now.
Yeah.
On his last special, on the picture, he had
a little bit of hair
then, but he was bald for a little while.
But he's prepping people for the bald.
I think
he's going real short.
Yeah.
You can't just go from long hair to bald.
Yeah.
Unless you're like a rock star.
I have a weird hairline too. It looks like the coastline of Louisiana. Like it's got like the ridges and stuff. And they always ask me, like, "Do you want to just cut it straight?" And I always think that would look even weirder. I'd rather just let my natural hairline be
there.
And
that's like the whole, like, that's the forehead thing too.
Yeah.
Because for a long time I've always had a huge forehead. But then when this started going back, this side over here, my right side, started kind of receding a little bit. And then the barber would kind of be like, "Hey, let's just go ahead and do this little thing." It's like, "Dog, no.
Yeah.
I'm not going to have a bigger fucking forehead."
It's very clear that that's what the guy did, too.
Yeah.
Like, it always looks obvious that they just went with a ruler.
Went straight across.
Yeah.
Like, "Dog, I'm not doing that shit."
Yeah, that's, and it looks fake. Like,
that's
the other thing. You wouldn't want it, like, it's supposed to look like natural.
Mm-hmm.
But if someone comes out with like a fucking ruler and gets it literally a straight edge,
yeah,
it looks worse than what it was before. You might as well just have it uneven at that point, at least for me.
Yeah, I see brothers with that all the time, dude. With the
perfectly straight.
It's like, dog, your barber is precision.
What is that
geometry?
That black stuff, that dye that black men put in their hair.
Black magic.
Is that what LeBron used?
There's something else. That's
black magic.
It's called like Beijing or something like that. I've heard of some term.
No, I haven't heard.
It's like
Beijing.
It's like fucking dye that gets painted onto, and that's when they get the straight.
Yeah,
straight line, and the beard is perfectly like
right.
straight. Yeah. That's like fake. It's like
it's
like paint,
black paint,
looks
sprayed
very
on your face.
Clearly fake.
Yeah,
like it's obviously fake.
My barber did it. He keeps trying to do it to me now, actually. And I'm like, no, I don't. I'm washing my face.
He's got to deal with black magic to like sell it.
Right. No, what it is, it's $10 extra.
Oh, well, there
he
you
just
go.
Gets a lot more money. But he has a card. It's a little thing, and it's shaped like an edge up, and he sprays that on your face.
That's fun,
right? I'm gonna pull up some pictures because I saw something about this. I saw a YouTube video about this,
right?
And it's like that's what like when you see like LeBron, you know, like when he had that just randomly had hair like 2 months ago.
Yeah,
it was probably just like paint.
That was so weird. How did he not know that people were gonna say something?
He cared.
Well, yeah, I guess. Why would he?
Look at that dude. Look at that shit.
Yeah.
That is just... Someone just drew that on his head.
Yeah.
Like with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
But that's what...
That looks like he's playing like one of the Temptations or something.
Yeah.
Like in a movie about a 60s
What Key and Peele, like one of them is bald, but he has hair in some sketches.
Right.
That's what it looks like that.
Like if it's all shiny and shit.
What
like
is that?
That's bizarre.
Like you'll see Ray Lewis strange. Sometimes.
That
with
looks
that.
Like he just had brain surgery and they had to like.
Well, that's because there's a reflection on
put
his
put a helmet. Yeah. It's
how bright that shit is.
Yeah. And his head is bald too. Like that's the other thing.
Ray Lewis, he'll have that perfect. Like, this is like
that Ray
the,
Lewis?
This is like the Ray Lewis hairline right here. Even though this is some other dude, hair doesn't grow that way. Like it doesn't grow in that perfect symmetrical.
Well, you can
line.
Cut it that way though. Like
you can trim
you
it.
You can
yeah.
trim it, but
it's like beards
going
are usually,
down the cheek.
Beards are usually a little patchy. The, like they're not so uniform like that.
Yeah,
like that looks like
the Caesar with the sideburns that goes into the beard too.
That looks like what was that toy where you trace the
black guy move.
The guy's face and you would like trace like the magnets and you remember that?
I can't
remember what the fuck
about,
it was called. There was like this toy where like you'd have a guy's face and you could trace like magnets to make it like have different like shit on his face. I don't know.
It's called
I didn't describe that
very B-I-J-E-N well. Is how you spell this, but I could have sworn someone said it was like Beijing or something. Maybe that's just a weird pronunciation.
Probably.
See like this looks like some kind of Ice Cube album cover.
Yeah.
Or like the VH1 movie about Ice Cube, that guy would play.
Classic Afro with Beijing beard. What?
I guess that's
where
black
is it?
I guess they have it at the barbershop.
No, they have it.
Yeah.
It's a spray can. It's about that big.
I'm going to pull up none of those YouTube videos showing this, because that's where I saw it the first time.
And what they do is he'll pull the can out. And I'm like, I'm good, man. I wash my hair after. And that's the other thing too. Is like you when you go to the barbershop, you don't wash your hair when you're done.
I do all the time.
Otherwise, I'll just have hair every fucking week.
Oh yeah.
Some people like I get it down my,
go
down my
somewhere?
Collar, down my back. Like
it's itchy.
Yeah, it's you can feel it. Like I never get a haircut and then not take a shower like right when I get home.
Yeah.
Right. Unless maybe I'll go home and I'll walk the dog first. Then I'll take a shower. Like, I always take a shower before I go back out.
I don't sit on anything. I don't go. Well, the other thing, too, like.
Change a shirt.
I'll get my hair cut probably. I get my hair cut once a week. Whereas some people go, I don't know, what do white people
once
get?
A month.
Once a month.
Yeah, once a month.
I'll let it go.
Give or take.
If it's cold weather, I'll let it go 6 weeks. Then it gets a little bit shaggy and I don't like it.
Right.
But once a month is about it for me.
Like, I can't go longer than that. If I go longer than that, then I look. Like a homeless person, because I have to be groomed to a certain degree.
Right.
Okay. That's the hairline.
I think when
that's
you're
his
white,
hairline.
You
look
can
how
be a little
wonky
shaggy.
It is. See, he could do the
professional as possible. Use the center of the forehead to balance.
Now they're just making a straight hairline. They haven't applied.
See, I think that looks weird. I think straight hairlines look weird.
You don't like that? See, but his regular hairline is a little jagged.
But I think that's
natural.
What hairlines are.
Yeah.
No.
But at the same time, like,
I mean,
you
right
still
now,
have to be.
All they're doing is using clippers to shape this edge, this straight edge on his hairline.
This guy's got some pretty good hair, too.
I mean, yeah.
Good hair meaning, like, it's wavy.
But this is why, like, if you get this, you have to go back every week, because when your hair starts to grow back, the old hairline starts to appear again.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
So you got to
keep going back. You got to go back every week.
And shape the inside high and close to the cheek.
That's a lot of maintenance.
And he's an older guy. It is a lot of maintenance.
That's crazy.
And he's an older guy, too. This guy's about, he's probably about 42. But he looks about, when he gets done with his getting his hair cut, he'll look about 27.
That shiny black hair.
That upkeep involved with that would be insane.
Dog, it costs about how much is my hair? $25 every time I get my hair cut.
See, right now they're just cutting the hair. Job is complete. Now they just shaped up the head.
Professional quality haircut and beard trim.
His beard looks older. He makes him look older.
Sharp and all the lines.
Not for long. Here comes the paintbrush.
Haircut must look good.
Here comes a paint roller.
Any enhancements?
With black enamel paint.
Oh, they're about to spray it on. Okay.
Yeah, they use a paintbrush, I think. This might be the. I don't know if this is the video I saw, but I saw a video like this.
Let's turn up the swagger on this haircut.
Let's turn up the swagger on this.
Beijing
has many different levels.
Oh, I thought it was like the Chinese city. 59
is the most. That's just the pronunciation.
We're going to use the whole bottle. So we will fill up the measuring cup to the highest point, then mix it up.
Oh, it's a whole thing they got in.
Oh my God.
It's just like a black tar.
What is. Wait a minute. It
looks like chicken soup.
It's like a hair dye.
Before we put it on the client.
Who, no one knows what it is.
No.
Don't ask.
I didn't know what that. I didn't know.
Paint up be your guideline. Paint the beard and the hairline
paint
first.
Paint it.
Wow.
Then define it with a razor line.
They have like a brush. They're painting it onto his beard.
Preferably a pair that you use
black.
For dye
he's putting it in. Oh, he's dyeing his beard too.
That's weird to me.
And I think like after you do it, like it doesn't come out when you wash it. It's,
really?
If it starts raining, you don't get this black these black streaks down your face. It just.
Wow. See, I didn't know. See, my barber just sprays some shit on. He's just using the cheap shit.
He's using the cheap shit. See. You
I
take
want the Beijing. I want the shit that doesn't drip.
This is a whole. Like, how long is this going to take for this guy?
Oh, the
video is in fast forward, but.
It takes forever.
They're painting his mustache. Mm-hmm. They're painting all the gray on the beard is gone. There wasn't that much, but it's all gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now they got to match the head, so they got to paint the whole head.
Yeah. Not the whole head, just the edges.
Just the edges?
Yeah.
It's got to blend with the rest of his hair.
But
though.
Not the back edges, though.
Got to blend a little bit though. Like, see, they're just getting around the edges. I bet they're gonna paint the whole thing though.
I don't think they're gonna paint the whole head because he wouldn't want that. I would
paint the whole head.
They are painting the whole head.
Jeez.
Holy shit!
It's gotta match. The tone has to match the color.
The color, yeah. Because it's black.
The lines, we're gonna paint the rest.
Black
of the
and shiny.
Head. Then we're gonna sit them under the dryer for 30 minutes or so.
Oh my God! What?
Let the dye dry solid, then thoroughly shampoo.
I like this music too, by the way.
Yeah.
Before we see the finished product,
I gotta say, this guy's swag has turned way up.
If you have any questions about this video,
who is she? Is she asleep?
Follow us on Twitter. We paint your head. We'll come to you. We'll have a mobile head painting van.
This guy's swagger has been upgraded to standard.
And this is the classic.
Notice the ladies in the back checking them out.
This is the classic barbershop, yo. It's a classic barbershop where it's a barbershop and a beauty shop at the same time.
It's almost like a National
Beauty Salon.
National Geographic video of a barbershop. Like, notice the women in the background.
Look at the ladies in the background. It wouldn't be the camera that's pointing at them.
Okay, this is after they wash it and dry.
In a light styling gel or wave cream.
It gets a little less shiny, more natural looking.
John D. Barber. Yeah.
Yeah, those are some ridiculous straight edges.
Music by Wall Street Jones.
They show him walk out of the barbershop. He immediately gets four phone numbers.
Where is that barbershop?
I don't know. JetSetBarbers.com. I don't know.
That's another advantage that white males have over every other group is that haircuts for us are like not... For me, it takes literally 10 minutes. Whereas, black guys have that to deal with that kind of stuff. Women have like coloring, all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But for white guys, it's just like I just go. I say, give me the half. They shave it off, and that's it.
Yeah, you just tell them the number. You just tell them what the length.
Exactly, and that's it.
And sometimes they'll like I have like my barbershop. There are like 6 or 7 people in there. Some people will wait, like, oh, I'm going to wait for him. Like, that's my guy.
Yeah.
Like, he knows. Yeah. I just go to whoever.
Wow.
And
I could never.
They're all the same. They're all close enough. Like, there are a couple who don't quite do it as well as the others, but it's one of the things where I think only I notice and no one else really notices.
Right.
I'm the same way when, because mine's easy. So sometimes they'll, like, if I go to like a shitty place like Haircuttery or something,
yeah,
they'll do, they'll like leave like spots around that are like different length.
Dog.
And that yeah. pisses me
I
off.
I stopped going to Haircuttery at some point.
They just don't give a shit, especially no. for mine, because it's like, oh yeah, it takes me 5 minutes and it shows.
They don't speak English.
I would tell them. Yeah, and that, dog, that was the worst part about being in the Army, is because you would go to the barbershop at the PX. I'm from like Texas, so I had a barber in right. Texas. Like, first yeah. of all, as a black male, you always have the one barber.
Right.
Right.
So yeah, I do wait on my barber. I call him. I have his fucking phone number. I'm friends with him on Facebook. I call him and I say, "How many do you have today?"
Yeah.
Or I'll say, "Hey, let me make an appointment for this time."
Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're gonna be there for 4 hours.
Right.
Right.
But when I was in the Army, I would go, like, to the commissary, I guess.
Right.
The commissary is basically like the mall.
Right.
But it's tax free. It's government.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And they had all this other shit there too. They had a beauty shop. They had a, you know, the actual mall where you buy clothes and shit.
Right.
And then they had like certain area for the grocery store, tax free too. Then they had a fucking shoe shining place, which is strange. Actually, the barber shop is also the shoe shining place, because they had to shine boots. And that's what they had in there, man. They always had Asian barbers. And you tell them what you want,
yeah,
and they
yeah.
fucking, there's no way that you're going to be able
to. You're not going to get it.
No.
So, well, the place I go to, there's one dude and two women who are Asian.
Right.
They're better than the old, women. This old white dude. The rest are all old. Usually the old white dudes get it right. But at right. this particular place, they're not as good. The Asian dude is the best, but one of the Asian women is pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is good, but she's short. And so, and problems. Like, even if she lowers her chair all the way down, like, she can't, like, I feel like she's, it's going to be, like, the top's going to be all screwed up.
Yeah.
But I even still, I don't wait for them. I just, whoever says, "You're next," I'm just, all right, you're close, you do well enough. I used to have my own guy at a barbershop years ago.
Yeah.
That I would wait for. But not, it's been years since I had my own. I just fucking take whoever.
Yeah, it's,
I've had the same barber now for, I've been in this area for, 15 years? So I've Damn. Been, I've had the same one for about, I think, the last five
well, this years. Jet Set Barbers, the website, that no longer exists.
No.
But they're on Yelp as John the Barber, who's the guy from the YouTube video.
Sounds like a wrestler.
John D. Barber.
John the Barber is in Silver Spring, Maryland.
What?
And
that is funny.
There's only two or three Yelp reviews. One of them says, "Best barber in the DMV. I've been going to John for some years now. He is so good, pause, that you won't have to say..." "He's so good, pause. If you want to say anything, just let the artist work. Follow his feeds and buy his ebook." He has an ebook on Amazon.
Wow, about barbering.
Knowledge. Yeah.
Cutting hair. You know what the pause is, right? That's
a gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because why would you? That doesn't make sense, right?
It doesn't
there.
Make sense at all. None of it makes sense.
Saying someone's a good barber means you think they're attractive?
He's
no,
so good.
Saying any. He's so good. It's that line, "He's so good."
Yeah.
If I say, "He was behind me," you have to say pause.
Because
if you don't, then all the other black people around you will kill you.
Gay.
You got to say it.
"He's gay."
He's like, "Dog, you gay, man. We're going to kill you, son." You ain't say pause.
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 It used to be no
homo. Okay, you good. It used to be no homo. Now it's pause.
This guy, John the Barber, works out of Perla Hair Salon. He just probably rents a chair at a hair salon.
Oh, here's the other side of that is if you don't say pause and they like you, then they'll say pause for you.
"Hey, I don't want you to die.
Yeah, I don't want you to get killed." So,
so I'll go ahead. And
so, no, pause, pause.
That's like when someone else puts money in your parking meter.
Yeah. Like, I don't want you to get a ticket.
So just this once.
I'm hooking you up. Pause.
I'm go ahead and pause you there. Yeah. You owe me
it's
one.
It's like you're forcing your homophobia on me.
Yeah.
Right? Fucking stop it.
You owe me a pause on that. Yeah, John the Barber is, I guess he only has like two Yelp reviews, but he's a big deal.
Right.
He's a big deal in the DMV.
In the DMV.
He has pictures of his work on Yelp. Member of Jet Set Barbers. I guess that's like a conglomerate. That's a crew.
Yeah, it's a global movement.
There you go. That's looks like a white dude with a little shape up.
Looks like a white guy that plays basketball.
Yeah,
in a black barbershop. There we go, right there. Dog.
Beard, nearly shaved head on that dude. This guy needs a little work.
That looks like me before.
Before my picture? Is that the after?
It looks like, yeah, before and after. Whoa.
That's the, you know, the other thing with a white barbershop, there are certain things you can't say. Like I can't go in and say anything with the word fade in it.
Right.
They won't understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, you got to say taper.
You got to say taper.
That's what I said.
And lately, they haven't been getting that right. That's the other thing. Like, I'll just leave the barbershop. Like, I guess I'm fine with this. But I usually want it more tapered.
Faded.
I want it faded, but you can't say fade because they'll be like, what is that?
What's a fade?
It's a different terminology.
So I have to say, well, okay. You have to give them the number, which is the length of the clippers,
right,
which is like millimeters. So I'll say 3. For some barbers, I'll say 3. But tapered, which means it'll be 3 like when they get to the side part. But when they're at the bottom,
right,
they'll know to go shorter because that's the taper. That's the fade. Some of them don't know that, and so they just go 3 from the start. And they're like, "I'm the words. What happened to taper? I said taper. What happened to taper?
What happened to taper?
I'm not going to say shit. I'm not going to say shit because you're Asian. You might not understand the word taper.
Right.
But the other way you can go, which is a little more dangerous, if you don't want to try taper, you can say kind of like a high and tight, but not that short.
Because
they know what that is.
High and tight, man.
But not that short. You got to say a longer version of that because that's basically a really short fade. High and tight. So you can try that, but I'd rather err on the side of not short enough than too short.
Yeah, you got to watch it with the high and tight.
Yeah, because I know what high and tight is. Boom, and they're just going at it like, oh, you're going to get a 0 on the length of the clippers.
Yeah. I've gotten so many haircuts like that. And I usually don't like my hair short.
Yeah.
But they'll fuck it. If I say high and tight, then they'll cut it all the way up to the top of my head.
Like really
the fade,
high.
The fade will be here.
It will be really high.
which is funny because growing up in Texas, that was a style for a while.
Right.
For as long as we're rapping a little Kiki.
Little Kiki.
You couldn't keep a straight face.
I tried to.
I'm going to find Little Kiki on YouTube.
He had a song with, he had a song, and in the video, Hoops was in the video.
Really?
He had a song with Paul Wall.
What? And
he's like a Texas legend. Lil Kiki is a Texas legend, baby.
K-I-K-I?
He's K-E-K-E.
Of course. K-E-K-E.
Yeah, he's fat now. No, he's not big.
Lil Kiki.
Lil Kiki.
The results came back. Lil Kiki and also Lil Chemo.
Now, go ahead and say some of the songs, some of the names of the songs.
It didn't matter. This is from 1 month ago.
Wow.
Is he still active? Lil Kiki,
Probably.
Worry About You.
Yeah.
Featuring Kurt Cobangs. Not Kurt Cobain.
Kirko Bangs. He's another Houston rapper.
Lil Kiki, this is a classic rap song title.
Kirko Bangs, by the way, has a song. When he first came, his first song was called What Your Name Is.
What Your Name Is.
And it is on my iPod. What Your Name Is. What?
Hoops was in the video for Chunk Up the Deuce.
Hoops was in the video. Chunk Up the Deuce.
I got that one here. Chunk Up the Deuce. Featuring Paul Wall.
If you have ever heard that song, if Randolph heard that song, he'd be like, that's my shit. It's classic Texas shit, too.
Lil Kiki has a song called
Ignant.
Money Don't Sleep. Money doesn't do anything. It's an anime.
But that's what
that's a whole mixtape.
But the rap game, baby. I mean, Money Don't Sleep, cuz.
Money Don't Sleep is the name of the entire mixtape. He's got a song called South Side.
I bet that song is off the hook.
A very very rap title song.
That is because of the way Houston is laid out. North Side doesn't like South Side.
Right.
So every rapper that's coming out has a song called either North Side or South Side.
Best Believe.
Best Believe. That's a song that sounds like a pretty good rap album.
He's got very cliche titles. I'm going to pull up the...
He got a song called Haircut,
Paul
I'm sure.
Wall, Chunk Up the Deuce. He's got a song called Beijing.
They don't do the Beijing in Texas, though. I don't think so. South and the North.
Chunk Up the Deuce.
Chunk Up the Deuce.
Swisha House, Lil Kiki, Paul Wall, Bun B.
It's classic Texas shit here, man.
This is Paul Wall rapping right now.
Yeah, it's Paul Wall. That's my chain. You know he was doing grills for a while?
Yeah, he had all the business, right?
Like, leave it to a white guy to come up with another side business in the rap game, too.
But it's, you can't...
Like a legal business. Exploiting black people's mouths.
Right. He probably makes Beijing.
Yeah, he might. He might mix that shit up. There was a dude named Dr. Teeth, this Asian dude.
Dr. Teeth.
He was doing grills. He was doing grills too. And he was on, like, if you saw him, you'd be like, where? He is, he's probably from Beijing. He was Asian. He had, like, that's a DJ Watts, by
chunk
the way.
Up the
oh,
deuce.
Michael Watts, by the way.
Dr. T.
Yeah. Look him up. Google Dr. Teeth. He was also doing teeth. Houston, Texas got the streets
burning. It's a little kinky right here.
And I like Texas rap because it's so simple. There's no, right. Like, Bun B will try to interweave some shit together to make a story and have some complex raps, but a lot of times he'll do it too. He'll just be like, white car in got that white bitch up in my car. He's talking about cocaine. Anytime a rapper says a white person's name, I got that Justin Bieber in my car. He means he's talking about cocaine.
Cocaine.
Yeah, or crack. He's getting arrested. It's such an easy rap. Dog, I could direct rap videos forever.
Yeah.
All you have to do is somebody's getting arrested. They're in the hood. A fucking car from 1968.
Right.
There's a girl dancing.
An old police car with rims on it. That's all you need to do. That's popular cars now. I've seen black people drive around with old police
cars. With a spotlight.
Just
get them at the auctions.
Oh, yeah.
Cheap at the auctions. They don't take the spotlight off, so you just drive around with it.
I'm like, are you a cop? Or, and then you got to put in a scene from a movie that black people love. So this is a scene from Menace of Society.
Tell me about her.
No, you fucked up, right?
TF Records. I don't know no TF Records, man.
This is just an interlude in the middle of the video before probably Bun B's verse, right?
But have you seen? Yeah.
I don't know nobody.
See, now you know you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up? Because you said you had, you was with Lil Kiki, but you didn't know.
Said you didn't know.
See what you did?
See
this Monday, but last Monday.
See?
You know you fucked up, though.
No, you fucked up, right? You know you fucked up, right?
You know you fucked up.
Dude does not have the acting chops.
That's somebody's uncle.
Yeah, that's one of their uncle. That's probably his uncle.
Hell no, man. Man, I need to talk to my lawyer, man. I ain't saying nothing about that dude, man. Until I get my lawyer, man, I always try and pin some on the black man. Man, I ain't saying nothing else.
That's great acting there.
From the land of grain.
All right.
Oh, I miss Texas so bad.
All right, I got to make sure I work in Houston into this song. Making money. White girl. And fuck cops.
And she comes in with a bag with like a money bag with a dollar sign on it. This is when Hoops like first finished with what's that fucking show she was on?
One of those reality shows?
No, yeah, because she was from she's with Shaq now, but she was with Flavor Love. She was on Flavor Love season 2.
Okay,
that's why she was.
She parlayed that into this video
and in the Shaq.
Chunk up the deuce.
Big Hawk died.
Was there an RIP? Yeah, there's always an RIP.
There's always an RIP. Yeah.
RIP Hawk.
Big Hawk was pretty big, though. Well,
RIP.
He was getting there.
Hawk, half of the Road Warriors, WWF team.
Now I think, who's big in Texas now? Here's the funny thing about what's going on with rap now is this big group called MMG.
And right, conglomerate.
The conglomerate. Rick Ross is what, and Rick Ross, what he did is fucking genius. Is he said, okay, I'm gonna make a group, and it's not gonna be me and 7 other niggas from Florida, because they had that. He was in Slip and Slide when Trick Daddy was big. Rick Ross was with Trick Daddy, but he wasn't. He was Rick Ross then, but he wasn't a standout dude.
Right.
So what Rick Ross did was he said, okay, I'm gonna be from Florida. I'm gonna get a cat. From Philly, I'm going to get a cat from New York, I'm going to get a cat from Texas, and I'm going to get a cat from all the fucking big cities.
Right.
And I'm going to put them together into a group.
Right.
And then when we go to that fucking city, hey, we got your boy here.
Right. Hey, look, Wale is here.
Wale is here. Whoa, fuck. And D.C. fucking goes crazy for Wale.
Yeah.
You go to D.C., you got Wale. And he just fucking parlayed that shit. They have now, and if you watch the videos, they have like sponsors and shit all over the fucking place.
Well, because normally,
which I never noticed before, until I started watching MMG videos.
A group.
But they probably got it. I mean, they always show crack, of course.
Right.
Which, they show hood. They show a hood sign or whatever.
Right. Right. It flashes in, kind of fades in.
Yeah.
And then you see a car. There's always, it's a lot of the same cliches.
Right.
But they'll show a street sign that's very specific to that city.
Yeah.
Something Boulevard, whatever the Boulevard is.
Right.
Constitution Avenue.
Yeah.
DC.
MLK.
MLK. It's always an MLK.
Yeah.
Because it used to be the group would have the regional sound.
Right.
It would be, they were all from Atlanta or the South.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All from, like Wu-Tang, all from New York.
And that's why anybody that came out of a weird place like fucking St. Louis,
yeah,
he tried to pull all of his boys in.
Right.
They didn't work out.
Well, and then it started not working out because then right. You had like Nelly,
yeah,
and the rest.
And the St. Lunatics.
Right.
Like, really, you call the St. Lunatics?
The St. Lunatics.
Oh, guys, are we really going to call ourselves the fucking...
I thought it was pretty clever. I mean, St. Lunatics.
We're lunatics, crazy. But we're from St. Louis. Like,
crazy in these St. Louis, man. You had, I mean, even Junior Mafia was kind of like...
Yeah, New York.
Yeah, it was... And then D12.
D12.
It was
Detroit.
Like, oh, man. Eminem and the rest.
D12.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, Eminem and some other guy. Okay, Proof. I've heard of Proof.
You're right.
Who are the other 10 dudes over there?
Oh, like, man. Yeah. Remember that... What was the video where they had...
Obie Trice.
I can't remember, but...
What? Obie Trice is the name of a rapper, but what for what song? For D12?
The blue and yellow purple.
Oh, Purple Hill.
Yeah. Pills.
Dirt.
Oh, man.
That's
a throwback.
This is Eminem bringing us the Purple Pill. Eminem bringing us the Detroit sound.
Yeah, and then they go through all the rappers. Here's a typical song. They go through all the rappers in the group, and then what they'll do is they'll have the main guy come in last.
Yeah,
the last verse.
Always last. He might do a little bit of an intro at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then he'll come in at the end. Yeah, Purple Pills has 15 million hits, and it has an ad at the beginning, a 15-second commercial.
Yeah.
So I guess that's fairly popular on YouTube.
I'd say that's their biggest mainstream hit.
Purple Hills.
D12.
Not Purple Pills. Purple Hills.
But I think it was Purple Pills.
The clean version is Purple Hills.
Yeah, and they changed it.
This is the video for Purple Hills.
So it wasn't, even though it's still about the same thing.
I've been so many places. Oh, and he's doing the...
He sings the hook.
It's a good song.
The yellow, purple hills. And it is a pretty good song, actually. They had another song called Fight Club or Fight Night. Oh, he starts it off.
That's nice of him, because then you could fast forward it if you don't like... If you're done with it after his verse.
See, he always went, like, off the wall with his rhymes.
Yeah.
And then they come in and, like, I'm with these bitches at the park, and I'm trying to fuck. I put my pants down, and this bitch starts to suck.
Like, you're in the group now.
The most simple shit.
Who is the fat guy? Wasn't there a big fat guy?
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah.
I forgot remember him.
Oh, he
Bizarre.
He had, like, a fat guy name.
His Bizarre. His name was Bizarre. I think, yeah.
And this thing is all censored.
Yeah.
Fucking YouTube. Vivo.
Isn't this the one where they say, shut your mouth, you dirty slut. You know you want it in your butt.
Yeah.
Should have been my yearbook quote.
It's probably pretty fun being in a rap group, though, for real, for real.
Well, because I feel like that's a good strategy, because, like, there's less pressure.
Yeah.
It's like, these guys, there's, like, a million of them. So, yeah. Like, they, right. You know, they had each a verse or whatever.
Who wants to be in the... Whoever wanted to be the main rappers, then they did all of the rapping. The other guys are kind of like, I'm just hanging out and just talking shit. Like,
yeah. Yeah, I'm just part of the background group. I'm part of the lunatics. I'm part of Loco Angeles.
Right.
Proof is dead, isn't he?
Yeah,
he
got killed.
Sad. Yeah.
Was he the one from 8 Mile?
Yeah, that's
he was Future.
I think so. I think that was based on him.
Right.
I wonder what D12's up to now. Are they still like...
They might be doing regional shows.
Yeah,
like, you know, local shit.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Eminem could... could reform them.
I bet
put something out.
But he might just have them all on the payroll still.
Yeah, I bet he does. He
just, I'm sure. Yeah, helping him out.
They're helping out.
He
they're,
can't be all about 50 Cent now.
They're mowing his lawn.
Because he made a lot of money with 50 Cent. He made a lot of money on his own, but he made a ton of money with 50 Cent when he came out.
And then he did a lot of drugs and spent a lot of his money.
Yeah, and then he had to come back.
Yeah.
I heard he had his like Elvis phase when he was kind of like mourning proof.
Really?
He was like, he just went into seclusion
he
and
took
just
Ambien.
Like, yeah.
And you like, you lose chunks of memory when you take a lot of Ambien.
Right.
Wow.
And he said he lost like 5 years. Like he'll look at shit that he wrote in his notebooks and it's incomprehensible that he wrote because he was high on that shit.
Right.
Because people will take Ambien. It's a whole thing. There's like a side effect. It's a sleeping pill. People will take it and it helps them go to sleep. But then a very small percentage of people will have these weird blackouts. And they'll get in their car and go drive places.
Jesus.
Jeez.
They'll wake up somewhere else. They don't know how they got there. They'll just wake up. Like a couple people have actually committed crimes, like killed someone.
Huh. Wow.
And they just wake up and they're in jail. They're like, I don't know. I went to sleep last night. And
There was a movie about that. It's called Side Effects. It was a Steven Soderbergh movie. It came out. It was a real good movie. But it was basically like that they sue a company because.
Yeah.
The woman murders her husband.
She was under the influence of the drug.
Yeah.
And they have no memory of it. It erases the memory. So Eminem took a lot of that shit. And so he had like 5 years where I think I saw an interview with him or read an interview with him where he was watching something on BET, like some old award show or something that he did. He had no recollection of ever having
that.
Wow. I was like, what the fuck? It was like from
blacked out on there.
It was from a few years ago. It wasn't like, you know, 20 years ago or something.
Yeah. That stuff like fucks you up, man. Yeah,
purple pills. Mm. Purple pills.
That's crazy.
Nexium. Because that's what I thought he was talking about. I was like, oh, he's talking about acid reflux. I need that.
Ask your doctor if you're healthy enough for sexual activity. You guys want to watch this Cliven Bundy Black Friend video?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cliven Bundy is the guy who had the standoff with federal agents. Because he didn't pay taxes on grazing fees or whatever for years.
Mm-hmm.
And then the federal agents went to his property, like, we're going to take your cows. And he was like, hell no, you ain't. And then, like, all the militia people in the world descended. And then the feds backed off. And they were like, this is a big victory. And then he came on TV. He was like, let me tell you what I know about the blacks. And he started talking about how the blacks, I forget what he said. It's something about the blacks. It was clearly ignorant / racist.
Right. Good for him.
So he got called racist.
Right.
So now he has a friend who's running for office who made a campaign video.
With him.
With Cliven Bundy. The friend happens to be black. And so now they had this video, and the beginning of the video shows Eric Holder giving a speech, and under his name it says Eric Holder, Attorney General of the United States, race baiter.
And race baiter.
Race baiter. Meanwhile, this whole 2-minute commercial is about him having a black friend.
Right.
But Eric Holder is the race baiter. So this is the beginning of it's like a campaign.
It's racial. We have always been, and we, I believe, continue to be, in too many ways, essentially a nation of cowards.
This is a Halloween movie?
Yeah, it sounds scary as shit.
Cowards? Question mark?
Did he get...
Now this is Cliven Bundy and his black friend standing next to a horse, dressed in like chaps and shit, like full-on cowboy gear. As though they're in a Western. As though they're in Lonesome Dove right now.
Just call me a coward?
No, he just called all white folks cowards.
He must not know me.
You mean if somebody called you a racist, guy. You wouldn't drop your head and be all scared and sad and run around here apologizing like them billionaire ball team owners did a little while ago?
No, I wouldn't.
Is that the line? Okay, now who came up with that line?
Who wrote this shit?
That super
billionaire
long...
ball team. This is middle school play level acting.
What is he even talking about? The billionaire ball, like
Donald
the NFL?
Sterling.
Oh, right.
Can you make you apologize? Like first of all, Donald Sterling was a racist.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And he didn't really apologize.
Not a good one to hang your hat on.
No. You're gonna apologize like the billionaire ball playing brave guy from the thing.
I can't get that line right.
You know that political correctness? That's bad for America. A man ought to be able to say whatever he want to say.
That's exactly right. I know a lot of black folks who've had a hard time.
I know a lot of black folks.
Slavery, and you know, the government was in on it. And the government's in on it again.
The government was in on it.
Yeah.
I know black folks that had a hard time with slavery. Really? You know slaves?
That had a hard time.
Had a hard time with
they
slavery.
They were inconvenienced.
That's a
slavery.
Weird way to say it. It was such a weird way to say it.
They had a bad week.
They had a bad, you know, that whole whipping thing?
That slavery thing was rough.
They were annoyed by the whip.
6,000 consecutive bad weeks. But, you know, it was a rough time. You know, the government was in on it. People don't want you to know that. It was a government conspiracy.
It was kind of tough for them and a little bit.
Hey, black friend, let me tell you what I know about black people.
Yeah, that's the worst thing.
I worked my whole life without mistreating anybody. A man ought to be able to express himself without being
himself.
Called names.
I hear you, Clive, and I believe you. A brave white man like you might be just what we need to put an end to this political correctness stuff in America today.
They're standing next to a white horse.
They're standing next to a white horse who's looking at them both like, what the,
the fuck is wrong
are y'all talking about?
Hey, who should I kick first? I'm kicking one of you people.
Don't sell yourself short. You're taking a chance just being in my company.
I know. I'm as sick as you are. I feel shame when I hear black folks whining about white folks this, white folks that, always big.
It's almost like black folks think white folks owe them something.
I know. I got an idea.
I know.
Let's call Eric Holder out.
What do you mean?
Tell him you're a white man is not scared to talk to him about race.
What do you mean?
What are you talking about, boy?
Hey, normally I don't think black people have good ideas, but you just said something that piqued my interest, black friend. What do you mean?
Well, I mean, what is it?
This whole video, I'm expecting Clive and Bunny to be like, hey, man, are you going to get back to work? Or?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Yeah, stop. Hey, get away from my horse. He's scared of black people.
And you know a black man that'll stand with you.
I like that idea. Mr. Eric Holder... this is one white man that's not scared to talk about
Rancher.
Race.
They have the, now they're on screen with their names. It says Clive and Bundy, Rancher, Kamau Bakari, candidate, Congressional District 1, and then below that it says Patriots.
Patriots.
They're just you need a. I'm going to stand by my friend whose name I can't pronounce. Kamau.
Mr. Eric Holder, this is one white man that's not scared to talk about race. I dare you to come to Las Vegas and talk to us.
You know, that was a long conversation.
You're too busy, Steph. You
about his
too
name
busy
when
to
you first
Ferguson,
met him.
Missouri.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah.
Don't give us that you're too busy stuff. You weren't too busy to go to the scene of a riot.
Yeah.
So come to our little ranch while we sit around and talk about horses.
Look
My
here.
My name's Kamau Bakari, and I'm running for Congress, District 1, and I want your vote.
I love the music.
I'm not on the blue team, and I'm not on the red team. I'm on the independent American team.
The black
team. I want to talk about race and freedom. So, Eric Holder, when you come to town, let me know. And bring Dina Titus with you. She's got a lot to answer for.
Jeez.
I'm Kamau Bakari, and I approve this message.
Wow.
From the independent American
Who
party.
Who in the hell?
Kamau Bakari.
I guess Clive, what's his name, paid for it.
Clive and Bundy.
And he had complete artistic freedom. For that fucking video. Look here, Bob, I'm going to put some money behind you, but you're going to have to do what the fuck I say.
Now, that's a good idea, black friend, but let me help you out a little bit by funding this video with all the money that I didn't spend when I duped the government on grazing fees. The government that was in on slavery,
on
by
slavery.
The way.
I'm not paying a slave-baiting government.
In on it. You guys had a hard time. I understand. You guys had a...
We get it. It was tough.
This is the racist remarks that Clive and Bundy made.
I want to tell you one more thing I know about the Negro.
About the
when
who?
The
Negro.
Oh, okay. The Negro.
He threw that O at the end. Like, it almost went the other way.
If he would have said A.
He's the Negro. Shit.
One more thing I know about the Negro.
Oof.
When I go through Las Vegas, North Las Vegas, and I would see these little government houses. And in front of that government house, the door was usually open, and the older people and the kids, and there's always at least a half a dozen people sitting on the porch.
I call them porch monkeys.
I call them monkeys on the porch.
That's where that term was derived from. It was from my pure white heart.
Not racist at all.
They didn't have nothing to do. They didn't have nothing for their kids to do. They didn't have nothing for their young girls to do. And because they were basically on government subsidy, and so now what do? They abort their young children. They put their young men in jail.
Black people.
Because they never learned how to pick cotton. And of all
he's
people,
really doubling down on the racism.
Wow. Because they never learned how to pick cotton.
Or are they better off under government subsidy?
Kamari But Kamal Bakari is like, some of your statements were misinterpreted there, Clive.
Yeah, people called me racist.
They called me racist because I said black people didn't know how to pick cotton and they have shit else to do.
Growing their turnips.
Oh, this is the part about how black people were better off with slavery. That's a classic.
Family alive, and their happiness, you can see in their faces, they weren't happy sitting on that concrete sidewalk. Down there, they were probably growing their turnips. So that's all government. That's not freedom.
Yeah. Yeah, they were growing their turnips. They weren't happy about that. They should have been growing their cotton on my cotton farm.
Cliven's a special guy.
Well, his name is Cliven.
Yeah. Cliven. Is there any other human being named Cliven?
Jesus.
Sounds like Jerry Lewis saying Clive.
Kamau, can you believe people think I might have a little bit of racial animus?
Now, when was that?
That was like a few months ago.
Whoa.
That's why Cliven Bundy got like the label. It was when that whole thing was going down.
Oh.
And then now, I guess to repair his image, he's going on with his black friend.
Right.
He's like, I'm black and I like it, Cliven. You never said nothing about me. You just hate the government. So do I. Yeah. Eric Holder, you race baiter.
And he's one of them fucking dancing ass niggas, too. I don't know what you said that was offensive to. We'll look up this fucking piece of shit, Kamau
Bakari.
Bakari.
Oh, I bet he's got a website.
He's got black family. He's got family members that hate his fucking guts.
Yeah, absolutely.
They call him Kamau. They named him Kamau. Like, come on, nigga. They talk to him. That's exactly how they talk. Nigga, shut your cracker ass nigga ass up. Come into my house. You don't like fucking. That was my grandmother used to do that to me. She would get mad if I didn't eat certain foods that slaves ate. That's one of the first signs when you start being like too, or your family starts feeling like you're too, you're around white people too much.
Yeah.
It's like, so do you like, chitlins? Like, no, I don't like why come you don't like chitlins? You used to like chitlins. No, I never ever liked them.
You're too good people. For chitlins.
Yeah. Do you like, then they start getting stupid, like, do you eat fried chicken? Like, yes, okay, all right, look,
yes.
Now, who the fuck doesn't eat fried chicken? Don't be cussing at me, boy. I'm your grandmother now.
Kamau Bakari has a website. Here's how terrible the website is. It has a guest book.
Wow.
How long ago did people have guest books?
Is it GeoCities?
Please sign the Kamau Bakari guest book. We'll check that out in a minute.
It's for 90-year-old white guys.
Yeah.
So I'm sure.
It's got like spinning graphics. Kamau the Electrician for Congressional District 1. I guess he's like Joe the Plumber. Mm-hmm. A bright idea for Congress. Honesty. Integrity. Kamau is different. He's a businessman, not a politician, and he will fight to stop the spending and debt that are bankrupt. This is like cut and paste every congressional ad.
Right. Yeah.
Kamau is exactly the kind of constitutional conservative that will bring the voice of the working class to Washington, D.C. It is time we defend the Constitution, all of it. We need to abolish the IRS, expand energy, expand school choice, pass a balanced budget amendment, stop lawlessness. That's a lofty one. Repeal every word of Obamacare and end corruption.
Defeat evil.
Yeah, I'm going to introduce a bill to stop lawlessness. All in favor of the Stop Lawlessness Amendment?
I don't want lawless. I want lawlessness.
My opponent did not sign the Stop Lawlessness Bill. Is he pro lawlessness? He says, together, if we continue to rise up to speak the truth, we can restore our shining city on a hill for liberty. And then please sign the Kamau Bakari guest book, which has is so far one signature.
From Cliven Bundy.
From Kamel Shahada, who says, I would like to volunteer, smiley face.
Oh, there you go.
That's it. That was July 26, 2014. One entry in the guest book. If you view the guest book, there's nothing else there. So he has a donate link, too. You could donate to Kamau. He's also on Facebook. Kamau Bakari for Congress on Facebook.
I'm sure they'll be fielding a lot of donation offers there.
Yes, Facebook is also not very active. He has his campaign logo, and he has the Cliven Bundy video linked. And then here are the comments on the video. The first comment, watch this video for sure. Even the horse demonstrates his feelings about these two by taking a big dump on Mr. Bakari's reading his script.
Does he really?
Apparently he does. So it's all just fucking... It's all ridicule. Poor Kamau. You know what it is? Maybe it's because all the racists.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
They don't like Kamau Bakar. Maybe racism is real, Kamau.
Oh, it definitely is.
It's probably Eric Holder's fault.
All right. This is the next law we have up for debate. It's the stop fucking up my property law. We want to end people fucking with my property and my grazing. All in favor, say aye.
No, Do it.
The bill is, it's not even a full page. It's just about 10 words. Please get off my property.
Please don't do that.
It's the get off Kamau and Cliven's property bill. Here we go. And all in favor, say aye. Cliven? Where are you, Cliven? Say aye. All right, we gotta wrap up soon. We got a couple things we can end on. We've got crying, maybe the newest workout trend. We've got Representative Steve King. I don't expect to meet any gay people in heaven. We've got TLC canceling Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo would be wonderful. I never watched that show, though.
Seen a few minutes of it.
Yeah, me too. So, I've seen that.
Well, this all stems from basically what happened was Mama June broke up with Sugar Bear.
Okay, now who is literally Sugar Bear?
Are they Teddy Grahams?
What the fuck are they? Why are they all called?
What are they?
White people with nicknames are the scariest fucking people on the planet.
That's bizarre.
So who is, okay, Mama June
Mama
is.
Mama June is the woman, the mother of Honey Boo Boo.
So she's Honey Boo Boo's mom.
She's Mama June.
Why the fuck is she named Honey Boo Boo? What is she?
Who knows? I don't know why the Honey Boo Boo name came to be. Next to Mama June in this picture is Sugar Bear.
Okay, her boyfriend. Okay,
that's the father of Honey Boo Boo.
Oh, okay, all right.
They never got married, I don't think. But no. Mama June and Sugar Bear had several. I think they have three kids.
Okay,
who are all prominently featured on the show. None more so than Honey Boo Boo.
Okay,
who is basically sick. They found Honey Boo Boo on Toddlers and Tiaras, and she got a spinoff show.
Okay,
she was a pageant girl, and.
Okay.
They were like, "Oh, these people are fucked up enough that people might watch a show about them."
Right.
So.
And they were right.
On Friday, TMZ reported that TLC has canceled the series in light of the series "Here Comes Honey Boo Boo" in light of claims that the program's newly separated matriarch June, Mama June Shannon, is dating Mark Anthony McDaniel.
Okay.
A man who served 10 years in prison after being convicted of aggravated child molestation.
Whoa.
Yikes.
Where did she meet that dude at?
She knew him already.
Tinder?
She knew him. She went on Tinder. He's the only one that swiped right.
Yeah.
On her, she swipes right on everybody.
She swipes right. Yeah, she's the only woman that swipes right.
She doesn't
on
know about. And she has no stipulations. No, nothing like, if you're this type of man, stay away.
Don't be fucking writing me late at night.
Pedophiles are all right, though. So this guy, Mark Anthony McDaniel, did 10 years in jail for, I believe, forcing a 8-year-old to put his penis in the 8-year-old's mouth.
Oh, an 8-year-old boy or girl?
I don't know.
Wow.
So
now, don't get me wrong, there isn't a difference.
Right.
They're both deplorable.
Right. You're curious.
But if the fact that if it was a girl and he's going to be around
Honey
Boo Boo, who's an 8-year-old girl, you know.
Well, and then he did 10 years in jail.
Jesus.
Mama June knew him before he went to jail.
Mm-hmm. Did she know the reason why? Because he could have just lied to her and be like, trumped up charges.
Yeah, trumped up. You know how it is, the government. You know that's why I'm like voting for Kamau Bakari for Congress, because he's going to introduce the bill to end all trumped up charges against me, Mark Anthony McDaniel.
They gone.
So he gets out of jail. The report is that she, after having broken up with Sugar Bear, you got a rebound, and she went with this guy.
Right.
So Mama June said the reports that she's dating McDaniel are totally untrue, but confirmed that as of right now,
we're just fucking
normal production on the show. I can fuck a pedophile. I'm not going to actually have dinner with him.
He's freaky as hell. I like that freaky shit.
He hasn't fucked in 10 years. I mean,
he's reformed.
He finds me attractive. In a statement, TLC said that it was very concerned about this new information that they were dating and was reassessing the future of the series. Basically, TMZ posted that Mama June was dating a pedophile, and then they posted because then Mama June was, and there's like, nah, I ain't, and then they posted a picture because you don't fuck with TMZ. They'll post shit.
They don't give
a shit. See, what they do is they wait.
They bait you.
They bit, yeah. What they do is they say, hey, we got some shit on you. No, you don't.
Yeah.
And then they show the picture, and then they'll show the video later.
Yeah,
they hold on to the shit.
A picture of Mama June kind of laying on, looks like she's maybe on a bed, and kind of laying, half laying down next to her is this dude. Mm-hmm. Someone must have snapped this picture. They were like at a party or something. Now, again, they could have just been at a party, or they could just be just fucking.
You have it up?
I don't have the picture here, but I'll find it. It was just it wasn't like a graphic picture or anything. So then TLC says, well, you're dating this dude. And then as rumors about her romantic life flew, Shannon, Mama June, tried to clear them up with a post on her personal Facebook page of daughter Honey Boo Boo Thompson. I want to make a post trying to clear up the rumors, Shannon said Thursday. Remember, you can't believe everything you read. That's why I don't. People sell stories to the tabloid every day that are false. It isn't true. I promise my kids are number one priority over anything else, and I would never put them in danger, period, over this or anything else. They are my life, and this is my past. This is my past. I left him 10 years ago for it, and I wouldn't go back. So, but she'll put her kids in a fucking pageant and on a TV show.
She'll feed her Mountain Dew for breakfast.
Yeah, Dew and Red Bull. That's her energy drink. Yeah, like that's the weird thing. It's like TLC's like, we don't want to be associated with pedophiles. Like, don't you have toddlers and terrorists? Like,
dog, yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Pedophile, that's the line, is pedophilia. Yeah. That's a pretty weird line. How about some other shit before pedophiles also?
Just heard that they asked for more money.
Like shitty parenting and really?
Yeah, maybe TLC floated the picture. And basically. Yeah. But what do you think is the number one show among pedophiles?
Yeah,
I mean,
toddlers and tiaras, right?
So, but by a wide margin,
we can't be associated with that. Like, what the fuck? You give them they DVR your shit.
You're their, you're their porn,
right? Exactly.
Now, because there's another girl out there too. I don't think it's on TLC though, but it's on another show. She's
another breakout star.
Another one, and she's nuts too. Well, it's really her mom.
Oh, they're all gonna be TLC began Here Comes Honey Boo Boo in August 2012 as a spinoff of his child pageant reality show Toddlers and Tiaras. Alana Thompson, a.k.a. Honey Boo Boo, was one of Tiara's breakout stars, and Honey Boo Boo was launched to follow the spunky kid and her family at their Georgia home. No, it's to fucking gawk at the train wreck of these fat people who fart.
Right.
That's what it's for. Like, people aren't like, I love that crazy family. They're like, look at these idiots. That's why they watch that show.
Look how shitty. I feel so much better about myself looking at these pieces of shit.
And then TLC, when they canceled it, they were just like, we're canceling the show, but we really care about the welfare of these kids.
Right.
And we want to make sure they get counseling and shit. No, you don't. Yeah. If you cared about them, you wouldn't have this fucking show.
Yeah.
There wouldn't be a show, period. You'd watch 5 minutes of them and be like, okay, well, let's go ahead and cancel this.
The whole show is to ridicule them. I mean, that's why it exists. It's not like they're actually compelling characters.
They're dirty white trash, and that's hilarious.
Right.
That's basically what it's for. So they already shot the fourth season, and now they're not going to show it.
Wow, three kids without marriage.
<That's nice. laughs> they didn't get married. Mama June gets around.
Three kids by the same guy, though, right? Sugar Bear?
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Right.
He didn't marry. He just stayed with her.
Yeah.
Poor old Sugar Bear.
She let him go raw. Of course he stayed.
He's a goddamn Honey Boo Boo.
Shit.
Or Mama June. No woman let me go raw. I got the herp.
Yep. I got it all.
I know you're immune to all that.
I got the variety.
Mama June.
I got the variety back over here.
I'm trying to find the picture of them laying in bed. It's not even a graphic picture. It's just the two of them probably like, you know, like you're at a party and you just kind of sit back on a couch or a bed and someone's next to you.
Yeah.
Someone snaps a picture.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean you're dating.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean she's dating a pedophile. Not that I'm defending her, but
she is kind of a piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised he's not like, hey, I'm a pedophile, but come on.
Yeah,
I got standards.
Yeah, I wouldn't fuck Honey Boo Boo.
Fuck, she's over 30.
I wouldn't put my dick in her mouth or Honey
Boo Boo.
Or her
daughter's mouth.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
Go fuck yourselves.
All kinds of Mountain Dew has been in that mouth.
You know how many acid fucking.
I don't want no acid burns on my dick.
On my dick, man. Come on, man. This thing is sacred. Only the children of. I can't even say it.
I want myself an untainted 8-year-old who hasn't had Mountain Dew and hasn't been in pageants. Is that too much to ask?
Eat McDonald's her whole fucking life. Can't deal with that. My dick is priceless. Have you seen my dick skin? Fucking soft. Soft as shit.
Everyone in jail in the shower said,
my dick skin.
Said, Mark Anthony McDaniel, you got the best dick I've ever seen.
You got the fucking sweetest dick skin.
You got that good dick skin.
Got that fucking.
What, you got some Indian dick skin in
there? What's that? What's that? What do you use on that, huh? Jergens?
You use your own prison concoction? Because we can't have any real shit in here?
Yeah. What are you using, that fucking fruit wine? You soaking it in there? You know, they fucking make wine. Oh, it's disgusting.
They ferment.
They ferment.
They make fruit go
orange
rotten.
Orange juice. They let it go rotten, and then they drink it, and they get high off of that drunk. Shit. We got some wine over here. It's like, yuck. Are you fucking serious?
Good, Abe. When you're in jail 10 years, this is good ass wine.
Orange wine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wine. Yeah. Fruit that they don't even use for wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't even get grapes.
Oh, it is disgusting.
So Honey Boo Boo, who I'm assuming will develop a drug problem at some point
in
her life, if she doesn't already have one.
Yeah.
TLC is going to help her out with some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to be fine. They care. They care about Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo is, I'm trying to find out, she's like 8 years old.
Oh, she's 8
She's in
now?
This guy's wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just hitting on her. He's hitting on her mom to get to her.
Ugh.
Jesus.
And TMZ, they just posted another thing yesterday. Mama June. She just lost 100 pounds.
I got her calling her Mama June.
That's Mama her legal
June,
name.
This is TMZ's new article. Mama June's new man molested her daughter, and she wants you to know.
What?
Not Honey Boo Boo, but a different daughter. The 8-year-old girl who was molested by Mama June's new guy is June's own daughter, Anna.
Whoa.
And Anna wanted us to tell everybody. TMZ wrote the story, June is dating her ex, Mark McDaniel, who was released in March after serving 10 years in prison for forcing a girl to perform oral sex on him.
And it was her.
Hey, girl, do you like oranges? Do you like fruit? I got something that tastes like fruit.
Mm-hmm.
June has been dating McDaniel since his release, something she denies despite photos and other evidence. And that's why TLC canceled Here Comes Honey Boo Boo. What did she, like, change her relationship status on fucking Facebook?
Yeah.
Sources tell TMZ, Anna Cardwell, who is now 20 and married with a child, believed her mom earlier today that she was not dating the man who molested her, but we're told Anna has now received a lot more info and is now convinced June betrayed her by seeing McDaniel again. Anna, known on the show as Chickadee.
Plot
Jesus
thickens.
Christ.
Chickadee.
Chickadee.
It's like Top Gun. They all have nicknames.
Right. They all Iceman. Fucking Maverick. Chickadee. Honey Boo Boo.
Chickadee. Why is she named Chickadee?
Here's my daughter, Chickadee. Here's Honey Boo Boo. Here's Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. My other
Mama
daughter.
Mama June.
That's how I felt when she came out. Oh, what relief it was. Because that was a long-ass labor. I tell you what. Get in your room, Plop Plop Fizz Fizz. Chickadee, come here. Chickadee, suck Kevin's dick.
What you waiting for?
Suck Mark's dick, Chickadee. Mark McDaniel. Anna, known on the show as Chickadee, wants it known that she's the victim because it makes what her mom is doing all the more egregious. We're told Anna feels her relationship with her mom has been destroyed. It's about time. And the only way June can see her granddaughter is if McDaniel is nowhere to be seen. We're told TLC reached out to Anna today to offer her counseling. So this affects all of the Honey Boo Boo family.
That's such a superficial move to offer counseling.
Yeah.
Like, it's serious. They're just like covering their ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Chickadee, listen, we got a counselor here who's ready to talk to you. We're gonna pay for one session.
Which will do nothing.
One hour session with Dr. Drew. How about that? And it'll be on TV for his show.
That's pretty sad. Now it's pretty, I mean, before it was fucking horrible, but now the girl that he forced was his new girlfriend's daughter.
So Chickadee was 8, and he forced himself on Chickadee.
Right.
Got locked up for 10 years. He gets out. He gets Mama out. June is like, where were we?
So 10 years, you can't call?
Right.
Where they kind of act like they're mad, but they're really not that mad. Like, so what you been up to?
Hey, you know. Hey, June, you never came to visit me in jail?
What if he just lied to her?
He said, I didn't do it.
I've just been busy. You know.
I didn't do
10 years.
Wasn't me. It wasn't me. June.
Wasn't me.
Now, listen, now that I'm out of jail, what's Chickadee up to these days?
So how's what's going on with the...
chickadee. It's just, you know,
chickadee around?
I think it's chickadee here. It's just, she's married. Oh, okay.
Okay, okay.
Is she happily?
Is she round? Is she round? Okay.
Does she have any kids?
How old is she? 20. Ugh.
Gross.
Yuck.
Where has the time gone? Ugh.
Here's my other daughter, Elena.
Here's the honey boo boo. Hey, honey boo boo. What's going on? She's got kind of an attitude. I don't like women.
I don't like her.
Attitude.
She's a fucking pageant girl.
Attitude. Where's plop like plop fizz fizz?
How old is she now? Six. Perfect.
Here's my other daughter, Starscream. I named her after that cartoon.
Mom, why do you keep calling me Starscream?
Cartoon Transformers. All right, we got to wrap this up. It's getting late. We're podcasting in the evening today. Next week, Randolph will be back. We'll hear all about his vacation / adventure in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
Any shows coming up? I don't have anything of note.
No, I plugged it on Monday, but in case you didn't listen, I got a new sketch show, November 25th, debuts, called The Adam and Mike Show, my buddy Adam Dodd. Check us out at adamandmikeshow.com. We got some promos up, some behind-the-scenes stuff.
Are you filming? Are you like coming down here to film sketches with him, or like how are you doing?
Yeah, so we've been filming since July, so okay. We've already got 8 done, and okay. We're next week we're gonna be doing like 3 or 4 more.
All right.
So yeah, we're gonna release one a week every Tuesday 1 p.m. So starts November 25th.
And so like, how's that work logistically? You come here, or he comes to you.
We
or?
Do both. So we.
Oh shit! Is it your hotel phone?
Oh shit! Hold hotel
on.
Phone.
Hold on. What is it? Are we getting complaints about noise? Let's go ahead and eavesdrop on Mike's conversation.
Hey.
Hey, girl. What's going on, girl?
Do you have a name?
Yeah.
Hey, man, what's up?
Yeah, I'm in here alone. I'm in the hotel. What are you up to?
This is creepy,
can you
though.
Give me, like, sorry, man. Can I call you back in, like, 5 minutes? Or could you just call back in, like, just go up to the room. I'm in 304.
It's a dude.
That's a guy.
Thanks.
It's a dude.
Would you order a pizza or something?
No, it's Simone.
Simone's
driving Michelle to the draft house. So I think he's off. Or they're going to go to a show.
Oh, so he's going to stop by here first?
Yeah.
Hang out?
So I just told him to come up.
Oh, they're going, what are they going to Cap Lounge first?
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Go. Oh, shit. All right. Well, we should wrap up then. All right. So look out for Mike's sketch show.
Yeah. Thank you.
Send us some emails, 3guysonit@gmail.com, et cetera, et cetera. Find us online. You know how it goes.
Oh,
and thanks for listening. I'm Andy Klein.
I'm Tim Miller.
And that has been, here he comes,
Mike Eltringham.
We are 3 Guys On, and we are out.